All right, here we go. He bets is on one. All bets is on two. Here we go.
Welcome back to Giants.com as we continue our position breakdown series to get ready for training camp at the end of July. Today, we're going to take a look at the cornerback position, a position the Giants had a lot of turnover at during this offseason. They lost veterans Quay Webster and Terrell Thomas, but they were very aggressive in free agency, bringing a new crop of players to perhaps make this the Giants' strongest unit on either side of the ball. But the one holdover that is expected to start this year is Prince Omukamara. Now, he's entering his fourth season, and the Giants believe this could be a breakout year for Prince. He's steadily gotten better year in, year out, and this year, according to cornerbacks coach Peter Ginta, he wants to be more aggressive going after the football.
Yeah, you're going to have your ups and downs occasionally, but the one thing he did is he got better every game he played. He's physical. He's tough. You know, would like to have a little more production in the passing game, but, you know, he achieved the things we want. He understands the defense. He's much more comfortable doing things he is now. And I was telling Mike Isaac, you know, that you feel my hate. Now he's starting to take some chances. He's going to intercept and make some plays because he feels confident in his ability, his technique, and the defense. He knows when he can and can't gamble. So, I mean, he's really starting to grow up that way.
If the Giants can get a Pro Bowl caliber performance this year out of Prince Omukamara, they've brought in somebody across the field from him that has already made the Pro Bowl, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. He's been in the league for 6 years and has 19 career interceptions. He's been all over receivers during spring practice and is probably the fastest player on this team. Pretty impressive considering you have guys like Trindon Holliday and David Wilson on the roster as well. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie talked about fitting in with the team and learning the defensive scheme.
Just really relying on what Entrell said and what the coaches said and knowing him and knowing how he plays and just looking at the secondary, you know, and the things that they was accomplished late in the season. You know, I think I can just come here and fit in well with them and go where they're trying to go.
But Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie wasn't the only veteran the Giants brought in during the offseason. You have Zach Bowman from the Chicago Bears and Walter Thurman from the Seahawks. Now, Thurman comes over from that Legion of Boom secondary that was the best in football last year, and he played slot corner for them, a position that he really had a lot of success in. Zach Bowman has been a starter with the Chicago Bears for a long time. Defensive back coach Peter Ginta loves what the veterans bring to his crop of corners.
Walter does a great job, you know, as the inside nickel for us. He does a great job of communicating his responsibility and what we're asking him to do and talking to the safety of the corner on his side, you know, making sure that we're all on the same page. And, you know, Zach Bowman's been a starter at Chicago, knows how to play, you know, in a great defensive system. So he knows what we're expecting out of him and what he has to do. And he's done a great job of that, both those guys.
Now, the Giants do have a couple other returning players. The first is Tremaine McBride. Believe it or not, he's in his seventh NFL season, but he really broke out as a first-year member of the Giants last year. Now, he hasn't done a ton in spring practice because of an injury, but the Giants hope he is back and ready to go for training camp. Then you have Jaron Hosley. He's entering his all-important third year in the NFL, a third-round pick back in 2012. The Giants know he has the talent, but unfortunately, earlier this offseason, he was suspended by the NFL for 4 games for violating the substance abuse policy. He will have to fight for a roster spot and eventually playing time by performing well in exhibition games and, of course, in training camp. Don't forget about Charles James. He made this team last year as an undrafted rookie free agent. He played great on special teams and, despite his diminutive size, also flashed the ability to cover. The Giants like what they have in him, and they'll keep a close eye on him during summer practice when training camp starts at the end of July. Now, the Giants also brought in a draft pick, Bennett Jackson. He was their final draft pick this year, a guy with some upside out of Notre Dame. He plays corner, and the Giants believe they have something in him. And the Giants also have 3 very young cornerbacks on this roster that are inexperienced that they'll keep an eye on in terms of competition. You have Ross Weaver, Travis Howard, and Kyle Sabetic, 3 guys that will compete for practice squad spots and perhaps challenge one of the incumbents for a spot on the 53-man roster. Only time will tell. The Giants have really strengthened the cornerback position. It could be one of the most talented units in the entire National Football League. But now it's time to translate that athletic ability and that talent into production on the field, and it starts in training camp at the end of July. Make sure you stay tuned to Giants.com as we watch that competition right here in East Rutherford, New Jersey. For Giants.com, that's cornerbacks. I'm John Schmelk.